Welcome to Today's Issues, a community service program informing you of the issues and events in the four-state area. Now, here are the issues for today on KNEO 91.7 FM.
Good morning. This is Luke Taylor with a Capitol Report update. Representative Bob Bromley joins us today. He's discussing the Missouri House budget currently being negotiated and how that looks for the next year, including some big changes ahead for I-44.
Good morning. This is Representative Bob Bromley. I hope everyone's doing well and enjoying this spring-like weather. It seems like winter was short, and we're all okay with that. I'm ready for spring. We have finished the halfway mark up in our legislative session. We've sent quite a few bills out of committee and into the floor, and we've started sending bills over to the Senate. One of the things I want to talk about is our budget. Our budget is actually lower than it's been the last couple years. We reduced down quite a few of the expenses that came along with Medicaid expansion and various things. Some of the things we did add money to was for the nursing homes and disability and some of the most vulnerable people in our population. And I'm always good with putting money there as opposed to just keep throwing it at some of the things that don't do any good. And those are things that we really need to take care of. Something else that last year, you may remember, we put $2.8 billion towards the rebuild of Interstate 70, which would make that three-lane all the way across the state of Missouri from Kansas City to St. Louis. This year, we put in about $728 million that will help on I-44 to kind of start that progress of upgrades. And one of the things that I'm really excited about, and we've talked a lot about this in the Transportation Committee, and for us engineers, this is always a big deal. When we go to Fidelity Corner there at Carthage, and you go from 49 to 44 and then back to 49, that's a really messed up intersection there at Fidelity Corner, and there's a lot of truck traffic on it. It's very dangerous. And so there's a lot of money put in place to rebuild that interchange. Hopefully, we can get that rebuilt over the next couple of years, and it'll just be a flyover to where you don't have to go around Cloverleaf. You'll just be able to go straight from 44 and go north on 49, and that should alleviate a lot of the traffic there and also make it much safer. And so that budget, right after spring break here, we're going to send that over to the Senate, and hopefully they will leave that stuff in. The governor will sign it. But it's very nice with the transportation in this area, as many trucks as we have, as many trucking companies, to improve that infrastructure. And that's a long-term deal that's going to be with us for many, many years. So hopefully we'll get that done, and it'll help Southwest Missouri. And with that, I just hope everyone has a great day and a great week. And it's my honor and privilege to serve you in Jefferson City.
162nd District State Representative Bob Bromley can be reached at his Jefferson City office at 573-751-7082.
This has been Today's Issues. For more information about the issues you've just heard, call 417-451-5636. Today's Issues is presented as a public service of KNEO 91.7 FM, a Sky High Radio Network.